Right.
He doesn't even know where to look.
Yeah, where am I looking?
What's key for the Gophers to win this weekend against Wisconsin?
I think we just got to play our game. We're a strong, fast, skilled team, and I think it doesn't really matter who our opponent is. That's kind of our mentality, and I think that's what we need to do.
How has the last two series kind of just helped in your resilience and just having that confidence?
Yeah, I think the last two series have definitely helped that. Our team never quits, and I think that's a really good MO to have. We really keep going until the end, and so that's really good for our team.
Your individual, go ahead.
Has it helped you guys? What's been the positive in the last three games of having to go with only 11 forwards?
I wouldn't look at it as like a positive. I mean, it's never good to have a forward out, but I think it shows that we can battle through adversity, and we've done a really good job at that and just kind of juggling lines and just, you know, going for it. So that's been really good for our team to be able to, you know, do whatever and get some results.
Is it hard to do during a game?
Yeah, it's not always the easiest. We have our line combinations during the week, and we're used to playing with certain guys that have chemistry. It's never easy to, you know, just play with someone else, but you got to do it as part of the game.
Your individual production has really picked up over the last few weeks. Has something changed for you with your game?
No, I don't think anything's really changed. I'm just getting a little bit more comfortable with college hockey, and I think our line's been really clicking, so hopefully we can continue that.
What would you say the biggest adjustment has been for you during your freshman year?
I think I just need to shoot the puck more. I think coming into college and playing with Justin Kloos and Tyler Sheehy, there's some really good players. They are really good players, and I think I was just deferring a little bit, giving the puck to them instead of shooting it myself.
Adjusting to the college game, how long has that taken? I mean, where are you now compared to, you know, let's say early November?
Yeah, I think I've come a long way. Obviously, there's an adjustment period. You just kind of get used to the whole college life, playing against older, bigger, stronger players, and I think I'm adjusting to that.
Knowing how big this rivalry is, does it give you confidence coming off such strong play over the last weekend?
Yeah, I think we're a good team, and we know that, so we're ready for anyone, and we're excited to see what happens this weekend.
Tyler Sheehy's such a strong scorer. What has he really helped in your scoring ability so far in this transition to college hockey?
I just try to watch him in practice, the way he shoots the puck and kind of the seams that he tends to shoot for. I think it's someone that I really look at and try to, you know, model my game after a little bit and watch what he does during practice.
Ask Justin who had the most accurate shot, and if it was yours, and he sort of said that if you weren't a freshman, maybe he'd give it to you. So I just kind of, is he dissing you?
Is he dissing me? I don't know. I'm not going to say much about Kloser. Whatever he says goes.
So then who does have the most accurate shot, do you think?
I think Tyler Sheehy. He has a great shot, and I'm jealous of it.
Rem, are there things about your game that have changed since you first started here, or things about you physically? Are you stronger, faster?
I think I do a video with the coaches every week, and they're always pointing out different little things that I can improve in my game. I think especially just kind of being harder on pucks, that's something that I've really improved at and I'm continue to work on. I think it's just part of the game. You really got to be hard on pucks to get it back and get scoring chances.
What does it mean to have the confidence of the coaches in a freshman?
Yeah, I think it's awesome to have for the coaches to have confidence in me. It's not always an easy thing to do to come in here and play big minutes, and I think I've been fortunate to get out there a little bit more than maybe I would have expected coming into the year.
We've talked with some of the other players about the resilience and the ability to rally with this team. What is it like on the bench among the players when you guys are down by a goal or two? What do people talk about? What's the emotion like?
To be honest, I don't think we really talk a lot. We've had some games this year where we have come back, and I think it's just kind of a quiet confidence that we all have. When we get in a situation that's maybe not the most ideal, I think we all know that we are probably going to pull through, and I think last weekend was a really good example of that.
You said you're jealous of Sheehy's shot, so it must be kind of tempting to pass to him sometimes, but like, what makes you decide to actually shoot it and be more selfish?
I'm confident in my shot as well. I think if there's an open spot and I know I can score, I'll shoot it, but obviously, like I said, Tyler's a great shooter, and it's never a bad idea to give him the puck.
Did you have to think much before you pulled the trigger on that overtime goal?
No, I kind of saw everyone crashing on me, so I thought just get the puck to the net, and luckily it went in.
Just gonna throw it, see what happens.
Yeah.
All good. Thank you.
Thank you.